Hi guys, it's EricRPG again from RP Grinders with another review. And this time it is The Great Ace Attorney Chronicles, which is a collection of two 3DS games that have been remastered for HD. And the games in question are The Great Ace Attorney Journey and The Great Ace Attorney Resolve. These are Great Ace Attorney 1 and 2, respectively. This is a spin-off series that was created by the original series creator, Shu Takumi, who decided he wanted to do something a little bit different, and in this one, you're playing as the ancestor of quote-unquote Phoenix Wright, who was ancestor's name is Ryunosuke Naruhodo, because in the original Japanese version, Wright's last name was Naruhodo. And it's about his rise to becoming a defense lawyer. And the two games aren't really so much sequels as they are two parts of a single whole, because one picks off right after the other, and they're intricately linked to tell one grand story. But it is probably one of the best Ace Attorney games I've played. And that says a lot considering how much I liked the Spirit of Justice, which was a pretty good game, but it was also a little overlong in bits. And this one has more keeping it simple, stupid approach, where there's none of that spiritual nonsense in the game. It's all explained through natural means, even if some of the cases do have a bit of reach at times. But I like how it does go for a more realistic feel, and it finds a way to make a more naturalist means of crime committing and solving entertaining. And I feel like a lot of the times in the original series, they leaned too heavily on the spiritual aspect for help. So, it was nice to see what another character would do in a situation where they didn't have such things to deal with, or couldn't possibly explain away some of the stuff that was going on. But, it does involve, Sherlock Holmes, and he jumps to rather crazy conclusions. And while I do have a sneaking suspicion Holmes does this intentionally to guide Naruhodo, he doesn't necessarily make the best choices, which leaves you to correct some of his conclusions by pointing out the actual explanation for what's going on. And it's kind of an alternate take on the Cyclops, only without, you know, the spiritual nonsense, and you have to decide what you're going to be doing right there and there. And they're also hilarious, so that's another great thing about them, but as well as the character of Holmes himself. But there are a couple extra supporting characters who basically fulfill roles that of other characters in the main series, if you're familiar with those. But I actually wished that the voice acting was more prominent in the game, and while the soundtrack is great, I like the more modern feeling soundtracks of the more of the other games in the series, but the second game in particular does a much better job with the soundtrack, in my opinion, especially since the pursuing tracks are a lot more interesting. And the only issue I have with the second one over the first game is that they, I think, recycle tracks from the courthouse from the very first case of the first game, which makes more sense considering it's more Eastern flavor, but they're in Britain at that point, so it makes not as much sense. Otherwise, it's a pretty decent and solid soundtrack, and the writing's really good, and the localization's really good, and I can understand how much of a difficulty it was trying to get this game working out from various issues with trying to make characters sound less overtly racist, or just maybe trying to clean up their image by making them not sound racist, even though they were never intended to have those lines sound that way. As well as the fact that having to change Sherlock Holmes' name to Herlock Sholmes instead. Yeah, copyright is a bitch. But what are you gonna do? But overall, I'm gonna give each of these games an individual score, and then the collection is gonna have a single score as well. But each of these games is going to receive a 9 out of 10, and the game as a whole is going to receive the same score, actually, because the only thing I'd change in this collection would be to make it easier to swap costumes on the fly, and being able to pull up the achievements list, because that is a thing that's in the Switch version of the game. The game has its own in-game achievements, which obviously is replicated in the trophy lists or Steam achievements, depending on which version of the game you're playing. But I always like it when they do achievements for Switch for versions of a game. But that's really it. But if you like the Ace Attorney series, or you like adventure games, because it's not a VN, people, I've been corrected so many times like that, even though I've kind of been lazy and said myself that it's basically a VN because there's more talking bits than there are as adventuring. But after playing this game, though, not really. It does a good job of balancing the two portions of the game. But if you like the stuff like that, and by all means, pick this collection up. It's only $40, and I'd like to see more physical releases of the game in the future, so please support it. But until next time, see you guys later. Bye-bye.